This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament to meet today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane calls for national unity and collective efforts to seek climate justice. President Ramchandra Paudel urges the government to speed up rehabilitation and reconstruction of Potikosi flood victims. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds talks with chiefs of all three security agencies. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav calls for stronger measures to ease cooking gas shortage in Kathmandu, consumers to be allowed to exchange cylinders of different bottling companies at same price. And U.S. President Donald Trump claims the war with Iran will end after the U.S. midterm elections. Now the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament are meeting today to discuss various legislative and parliamentary matters. The House of Representatives meets at 1 p.m. while the National Assembly meets at 1:15 p.m. At the lower house meeting, Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle is scheduled to present the Citizens Investment Trust Third Amendment Bill 2083, the Payment and Settlement First Amendment Bill 2083, and a proposal seeking consideration of the Employees Provident Fund 10th Amendment Bill 2083. Similarly, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Sobhita Gautam is scheduled to present a proposal for general discussion on Nepal's membership in the Council of Asian Legislative Institution. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah is scheduled to present the annual report of the National Human Rights Commission for the fiscal years 2080-81 and 81-82 at the National Assembly. He is also scheduled to present a proposal for discussion on the bill to revive the existing provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042. Likewise, in the meeting of the lower house yesterday, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane called for national unity and a collective effort to seek climate justice from the international community, adding that all political parties stood together during the Potikosi disaster and should again act with conscience and humanity. He said the government is carrying out search and rescue operations round the clock and urged the government to consider constructive suggestions from the opposition and said disaster should not be used for political purposes. Meanwhile, the lower house has presented Nepal Law Commission First Amendment Bill 2083. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, said the amendment aims to strengthen the Nepal Law Commission as a center of excellence. Likewise, the House also presented a proposal seeking Nepal's membership in the Council of Asian Legislative Institutions. Minister Gautam said membership would provide opportunities for knowledge sharing, legislative capacity building, and regional cooperation while helping Nepal address challenges linked to artificial intelligence, digital transformation, and climate change. The House has also discussed the principles of the Mediation Second Amendment Bill 2083 and endorsed the proposal seeking consideration of the bill by a two-thirds majority. Meanwhile, lawmakers have urged the government to political parties and political parties to fulfill the aspirations of the Gen Z movement of the September 8 and 9 last year. They said the movement was aimed not only at changing the government, but also at strengthening the rule of law and good governance. Lawmakers also urged the government to strengthen disaster response and support flood-affected families, calling for the restoration of damaged roads and bridges, stronger early warning systems, and greater attention to health and security risk in the affected areas. They also stressed the need to assess vulnerable glacial lakes and raise public awareness of disaster risk. Likewise, the Finance Committee of the Lower House has formed a 7-member subcommittee to study the impact of the flash floods that struck the Potikosi and Trishuli river systems on the national economy and issues related to climate finance. Committee President Dr. Krishnahari Budathoki says the subcommittee has been asked to study the economic impact of the flood and climate-related issues and submit its report by September 18th. Similarly, National Assembly members have called for political unity to make the anti-corruption campaign a success and to strengthen the government's disaster response. Speaking during the special and 0 hours of the National Assembly meeting yesterday, lawmakers urged the government to institutionalize the achievements of the Gen Z movement and make rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster zone more effective. Lawmakers also urged the government to raise climate-related concerns internationally and seek support from communities affected by climate change. Meanwhile, the Legislative Management Committee's report on the bill to revive the existing provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 has been presented in the National Assembly. President Ramchandra Pawdel has called on the government to speed up rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts following the devastation caused by the Bhotikoshi flash flood. Calling ministers to his residence yesterday, President Pawdel stressed the need to properly manage flood-hit people and restore transport services, adding that the government should seek international support for major infrastructure projects that are beyond Nepal's capacity. President Pawdel also underlined the need to raise Nepal's voice in international forums to secure compensation for loss and damage caused by climate change. In separate meetings, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal and Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal briefed the President on ongoing relief and reconstruction efforts. They added that work is underway to arrange temporary settlement and capsule homes for displaced people, and efforts are also being made to restore road transport before the Dasain festival. In the meantime, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held a high-level discussions with the chiefs of all three security agencies on the situation following the devastating flash floods in the Bhotikoshi and Trishuli river systems. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the discussion focused on ongoing search and rescue operations, humanitarian assistance and treatment facilities for those affected. Prime Minister Shah received updates on the latest situation and provided necessary directions to the security agencies. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has called for stronger measures to ease the cooking gas shortage in Kathmandu Valley. Speaking at a meeting of the Parliamentary Committee on Industries, Commerce, Labour and Consumers' Rights, Minister Yadav said gas bottling industries have not cooperated with the ministry's repeated request for regular supply. Minister Yadav also questioned the distribution of gas cylinders, saying many gas cylinders sent to Kathmandu do not reach the market, adding that market monitoring has been intensified to control black marketing and price hikes ahead of the upcoming festivals. Committee Chair Rahbar Ansari urged the ministry to strengthen legal measures against cartels and black marketing and to protect consumer rights. Separately, Minister Yadav instructed the Nepal Oil Corporation and gas bottling companies to ease the gas shortage and allow consumers in Kathmandu Valley to exchange cylinders for those of another company at the same price. She also warned of action against those causing unnecessary problems, creating artificial shortages or acting against government directives. The Election Commission has discussed ensuring voting opportunities for Nepalese living outside their voting constituencies and abroad. Participants discussed postal voting, voting through representatives, and internet voting, along with challenges such as voter verification, voting secrecy, cybersecurity, auditing and public trust. During the discussion, Public Election Commissioner Dr. Rajiv Subba presented practices followed by various countries on voting rights for citizens living abroad or outside their constituencies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says he expects the war with Iran to end immediately after U.S. midterm elections in November. Speaking to reporters, Trump claims Iran is trying to influence the election but cannot withstand further U.S. economic pressure. He says negotiations with Iran remain possible but are not currently a priority. The war has now entered its 7th month with no immediate end in sight. Iran says it had attacked 10 ships near the Strait of Hormuz after the United States sank 5 Iranian oil tankers. The renewed fighting has pushed Brent crude prices above $100 a barrel for the first time since July. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at many places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and at some places in the hilly areas of Sudarpashchim province, and at many places in Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at some places in the Tarai areas of Kosi and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Sudarpashchim province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and the Tarai areas of Madhes province and Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently positioned around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour, but before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Both houses of federal parliament to meet today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani calls for national unity and collective efforts to seek climate justice. President Ramchandra Paudel urges the government to speed up rehabilitation and reconstruction for Bhotikoshi flood victims. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds talks with chiefs of all three security agencies. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav calls for stronger measures to ease cooking gas shortage in Kathmandu, consumers to be allowed to exchange cylinders of different bottling companies at same price. And U.S. President Donald Trump claims the war with Iran will end after the U.S. midterm elections. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.